Hey, Jonathan, I saw a casting call on the podcast subreddit, so I thought I'd give it a go. My show would be called Get a Life. We talk about the absurdity and difficulty of having a career with evolutionary biology in the background. Monkey and shoes type setup. I've interviewed people at various stages in their lives. Guy Kevin, who's 25, Matt, who's 50, Teresa B, who's 87. It would sound a bit like... Hello, welcome to the Get a Life podcast. Today's guest is Teresa B. She just had her 87th birthday and lives alone in the suburbs outside Philadelphia. Her only company is a black man who lives two doors down. She'd be lost without him, but can't help still being racist. Life is complicated.
You just think it's from an older time? So
it's from an older time. You say this color, he's a color guy, you know. You don't mean anything by it. You just describe him.
But if you don't say it in front of him, must know that there's like negative
connotations. Yeah, I would never say it in front of him. I don't say it in front of him. Mm-hmm. But if I'm describing who's coming, I say, you know, Harry, the color guy across the street. He comes in, he'll fix this, he'll sit down. If I'm eating, I give him food, whatever he wants. And he's a gentleman, what I like about him. He's not fresh, he's not mean, he's kind all the time. He'll say, Teresa, you got to get rid of some of this stuff. I say, yeah, but I live alone and I like it.
Because they look different, her monkey brain sees him as outside of her tribe. But remember, Teresa, just because you can explain something doesn't make it justifiable. Racism is wrong. This has been the Get a Life podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Asco. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Jonathan.